fire what you're saying.
Yes, I read that. They are going to dance alive.
We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. Have to remind the people, if you get free time, make sure you check out EP for the one Art Archie, Disrupting the Status Quo. Link is in the description. Also, make sure you visit ineverknewtv.com. Stay up to date on everything we have going there. You definitely don't want to miss. Farai, what we reason about today?
Well, today we reason about why not for the black youths, and we see them activities, them are get somewhere so violent in this modern day as opposed to back in the past. And a whole heap of different factors that they analyze. So we can explore all of the factors them, but we have one in pan majority of the factors them we feel say are contribute towards that, you know?
No, reality meds. And I just want to kickstart the thing off and let people know that this this generation here is violent, right? And I want to be clear. I wouldn't even say violent, if I said they're deadlier than previous generations, right? I was looking up this thing, and we have baby boomers that's 46 to 1964. They're the most criminally active group. And that kind of makes sense because money was running a little different and things weren't as locked down in regards to underground activity, right? We have Generation Z. I had to learn this recently. This generation's called Generation Alpha Fire. Did you know that? This one's called Generation Alpha. I wasn't familiar with that term, right? But I feel many what theorists, whatever, people that study society, they don't understand why the youth are so violent, right? First off, this generation here is the first generation that really grew up with social media, right? This technology has changed the whole dynamics of things. So growing up, you had television, you had magazines, you had radio. You didn't have constant access to certain people. You may have had a special show that looked into their life, but that was on a rare occurrence. You didn't even have access to constant replays to watch specific shows. You had to wait to watch that specific show, right? Now, peer group. We always had competition. We always had comparisons, but it was within a small demographic, specifically in your area. Yeah, you may, as I stated before, you may have looked at someone on television and you may have had a little, you know, comparison to a peer group. The whole social media thing has magnified everything within our community. Now, I just want to give you a little warning. If you have not grown up in what people refer to as the hood or the ghetto, right, or garrison, as they would say in Jamaica, you probably won't relate to this type of culture and this outlook. But when you grow up in this environment, and I'm pretty sure Farai can attest to this, there are only very few things that you get attention and praise for. Usually being violent and having money, maybe athletics. Those are like the three categories that you get attention for, right? Now, previous generations were able to fill that need of attention with the sale of narcotics. And you didn't have to be that smart to do it. But with this generation now, they don't play sports. And even sports is swayed in a sense because with the social media vibe, that's gone crazy again because you're no longer comparing yourself to your peer. You're comparing yourself to a false perception that a peer or someone else has made online. A person could suck at a sport and not be good, but they have a million views online and in their eyes, they'll be a celebrity, but they can't really perform. But I lost my thought real quick. Oh, yeah. As I was saying is that many people were able to feel that need of attention, prestige, right? Accomplishment through selling drugs. It is what it is. Many people from my generation sold drugs. And like a lot of people talk about survival. And I think the main reason people sell drugs and continue to sell drugs is attention. It gives you that prestige in your environment. Jamaica, they refer to him as a big man, right? Oh, he's a big man. He's a big man in the community. He's a big man. And in our area, they say he's the man, this and that. So because people aren't able to partake in that area to get attention now, violence has taken the place of money. Because this is the junkie generation, right? Heavy on drugs, Farai. And they're not into the access to money. Things have changed so much. Actually, to do illegal activities in these modern times, especially if you're online, you have to have a certain level of intellect, which most people don't have. So by default, that kind of weeds out a lot of people who would have benefited from doing illegal activities. And because the access is not there to make the money, which way do we get attention? Violence. And anybody think I'm talking foolishness, it's not attention. Why would I murder someone? Why would I shoot someone and immediately post it online and share it, incriminate myself? No. Why? Think about it. Why would someone do that? I've done the most hideous act, right? It's not even like you told a friend. You've put it online so everyone can see in the hopes that you will get attention. And I don't even think the point is being seen as the most violent person. I just think it's a form of attention. It's like it's a dire need. It's a dire call to receive something that they haven't received, because we already know we're in a parent crisis, right? So a lot of people aren't getting basic nurturing from their parents. And as I stated before, the healthy vehicles that we used to use to get attention. Farah, you could be an honor roll student. No one's paying you any mind. I've seen it all the time. I've seen people go to college and have not been celebrated. I've seen people go to prison and have the biggest party ever in the same community. So it's just the reality of it. So the violence now, they want to say all these things. Poverty always been, Farah, poverty always been there. So don't get twisted. Poverty has always been there, right? Abuse has always been in the home. Neglect has always been in the home. Lack of education has always been there. This social media, and it is taking the place of hustling. You can't hustle anymore. You can't. There's nothing to sell, because majority of people are heroin and doing all. You can get these things for free now. At the end of the day, it's not like you got to buy it or something. So it's just a tricky situation, Fry. That's my view on this generation in regards to...
A fox though, because, all right, if you really check it though, statistics can show you that the same way, all right? When we think about education, we talk about literacy. Literacy rate right now compared to in the past, very much lower. Sorry, literacy rate very much higher. So you have more people who literate by far. See again? And then the crime rate at that time, when they did have more illiterate people, it did way, 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 way lower. So that's one aspect to it. We talk about poverty. That become like one of them dinosaur argument there, because anybody in this modern day age who try use poverty as the reason for crime, that is a thing where that outdated by far. People have argued the same way now, but it's something we prove over and over again in the fire. Because if you think about it, when a man want food, when poor people want food, them would have to get food, or them would other means to get food. Them youth are not forget no food, now them not do it much less to get money. So if them not do it forget money, you think them are much less do it because them hungry? No, people have to start put these things into perspective and overstand, say, hype is the new currency. Seeing? Hype is the new currency. And see, because hype is the new currency, the youth them now going to start do more things. They're going to try outdo the last violent activity where they take place. So you see, if a man go over there so, and him did shoot a man 10 times, he said to himself, say, no, what me can do more than that now. So you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go over there so, and I cut off a man's head. So them type of things they know, the youth them start pray. Them start imagine how to outdo that. Because I mean, if you attack both a man who's so violent and me in on the street and I say myself as a man where it's a gangster, me a go on know say, well, me a the top gangster, and the way for sure say me a the top gangster is to make sure say people can talk about me. And if people spend 4 days talk about me, you know, that a whole heap, you know, because them usually talk about somebody else a 3 days. So I them think they know everybody does try to outdo everybody, and now succumb now the social media and things start to play a role. And you realize that a lot of these investigations where the police them are do as it relates to crime, it's not hard to solve, and police officers themselves can tell you that so some of the crimes them where them are solved right now. It's not hard to solve. You see me? I say, because the one them done already a head start to the crime itself. And you can always find something to track them with. So right now it's just a matter of outdoing one another. And once you outdo one another, who can become the talk of the town and increase the street cred? So one time street cred used to based on a whole heap of different factors. Now street cred just based on the whole gruesomeness. So it not have no other subgroup where you like it categorized, you know. Street cred is just based on gruesomeness. It's not about strategy. I would take strategy out of the picture too. Cause them youth where do all of these gruesome acts, they don't really have that much strategy. And you see, even you will have strategy, you have to still be careful of them youth, because just the fact say Them want outdo the last violent and last gruesome act. Then we go above and beyond for Earth. You and your strategy will get overcrowded in the midst of that, and then it will become a uphill battle for you where I try to go against them type of force of future. So the violence gone to a next level right now.
Serious thing, and I was laughing. But the crimes are hard to solve because they're really not innocents, you know. But there's something else I wanted to touch on in regards to the culture that praises this behavior and kind of fuels this behavior. Something needs to change, right? Something needs to change. And as I get older, I realize that in the environment I grew in, this is not a generalization of Black people. So I just want to be clear, because there's so many different subgroups of Black people and so many different demographics or subcultures. The culture that I grew up in is that good was bad and bad was good. And I noticed that a lot of young men, teenagers, felt pressured into engaging in acts, not only for attention, but for girls' fire. Because girls only responded to certain behaviors, and the behaviors they responded to usually were negative. And you see it at an early age, and you see it now even today at an older age. So just that desire for dysfunction, aggression, and violence leads many people who were not necessarily into that to venture into that to get women. I think they need to get off this money thing, get off this money thing fire, and just to get a woman in that environment. They're only attracted to a certain type of person for whatever reason, right? And to get the attention, they only give attention to that certain type of person. It's a negative vibe, so hence that behavior would be on that level, right? Another thing I want to mention in regards to the violence, too, is that because of I mentioned it earlier, the whole technology thing, no one's trying to take that ass whooping now, you know, because us fighting in the alley with four people there, and it's like we fought, they're like, yeah, oh, you got knocked out. They may tell a couple people, right? It's totally different than someone taping you getting stomped out and everyone looking at it and laughing at it. And people not trying to put themselves in that type of position.
Yeah, insecurities there at a all-time high right now. So you see, with all of them insecurities there and all of them mental disorder where I get overlooked, it play a big role in the whole gruesome culture too. Because a lot of these youth, them suffer from certain things mentally, and them not really have no avenue for release them type of mental problems there. So it does turn to violence. It could have been a certain form type of trauma where them have faced. Them have certain type of things where limit them, certain type of things where make them feel insecure to a levels where them not really know how to cope, and that is the only way where them can do it. And remember, say them already know their own influence. Good influences are already so. With all of them trauma there, all of them mental instability there, plus being insecure, is a thing where we just go right through the roof, and you just realize, say, right now, you know, I want to let them say most of the crime them were going, and we a reason about this half year, but it's a thing we really want to make enough people know. Most of the men were killing one another, them know each other.
Know each other.
And itself, show you say is a whole insecure culture take place. That in itself, that is a very, very crucial point. It's not like other strangers, random strangers are killed, even though them think they take place too, because the world gone to a different level. But not for the youth, them we kill them one another, them know each other. And we show you say it's a mental disorder, because how could you know somebody, have a conflict with that individual, and the only ultimatum is that individual life in. So it sure say a whole heap of insecurities. Right now it's at all time high. So with that, and plus the social media where I add tweet now, and I make them feel like say them out of the loop. It's like them can in the loop 1 week according to the social media standards, but next week them out of it, you know, because something new come take over. So a man wanna make sure say him can get back to the top. The youth them wanna make sure say them into what's taking place right now. And at that are really the gist of all of this fire. And the next thing I'm really wanna address to excuse me. And next thing I'm really want just is that I have to put up a piece of the blame on the system too. because me no want to neglect the part there. What the system do now is make the youth them feel like jail is supposed to be a part of them reality. And you see, because enough of the youth them grew up now and see jail as part of them reality regardless, them start take on the role and start growing to the role. Because me remember, they ain't grown a 12-year-old youth. And a 12-year-old youth, him a talk to me about a girl where him like and them thing. Then him a say, and him a ask him questions. And him a say, well, him theme girl a for real to him. Because if she not real to him, then him not go rate her. So me a say, oh, him determined say a girl real to him. So him a say to me, say, oh, if me drop a jail, she have to know so she can do it. And make sure so me can get certain things when me forget and things. So me a say, oh, how jail drop in a theme psyche? And jail actually become a part of theme reality at the age of 12. This is not just a random thing. It become with the whole prison industrial complex and the whole revolving doorway where really I take place right now. Because you notice as one criminal gone, a next criminal build up again, you know. And the way and a system have a role for play in that. It's not that the system alone or that the system or the higher take more credit for that, you know. But the system have a role for play because the way how the system criminalize the youth them and the way how the system put them in a generic mindset to feel like them supposed to do these things. Or them supposed to do these things and associated with these particular products in these ways. It kind of create criminals in under style. And that's one thing where we feel like I get shoved underneath the rug. I would need to discuss even more. But the reason why sometimes I don't really want to focus on the system per se is because I feel like the people them already get caught in this frenzy where them feel like every single thing is just a system. So them take out the whole accountability out of them structure and say, oh, this is how the system design. Yeah, we know the system design. So, which we have to mention it in our reasoning like this, but we don't want to make it overshadow the fact that the people them are getting caught up in this consumption of hype and this consumption of attention. You see what I say?
No, it's a reality far right, because, all right, look. We have to acknowledge the system, right? But at the same token, we have to acknowledge the toxic culture. You get what I'm saying? Because there's a toxic culture that praises these things. Because even though the system's in place and the system influences the culture doesn't have to fully embrace what the system's doing. But the culture has fully embraced it, and that's the standard. And it's almost a cop-out in a sense if you really look at it, because to a certain extent, I think that there's a mixture. There's a mixture of doubt and lack of confidence, but there's also a mixture of reality and accepting reality. A lot of these kids are smart. They may not be able to articulate their thoughts to a certain level, but a lot of them are smart and they clearly understand that. They clearly understand there's limited amount of positions in corporate companies for black people. And I guess the odds of them getting in there is not, they don't believe they can do it. And the amount of work they do have to do it is inhumane compared to other groups. And they just don't want to do it. Not to be on like a non-accountable level, but in regards to realistic. Like, I just think about how much work I had to do to get out of East Orange. I went to school at East Orange in Newark. And how much work I had to do. And it's just like, all right, it's kind of wild. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of wild when you think about it. Like, to get out of these environments, man, is just like so crazy, you know, because you have the system, then you have the culture, and the system's holding you down and the culture's trying to hold you back. So it's just so much work you have to do to get up out of these places. And some people, I guess, when they analyze it, say it's not worth it. And I just do other things, you know, to a certain extent. One thing you touched on, you said something earlier. I just want to elaborate on it more in regards to the education system, right? When these kids get behind, they know, right? When they start to get behind, they know, and they just cut it off, or they just tap out. And I think going back to what you said about the system, that plays a key role in regards to just people quitting. That's what happens a lot of time. People just quit. You have the system. You have the lack of support at home. You have the lack of exposure. It's just so much things. It's just so much things that leads into these behaviors. The prison industrial complex you mentioned about, There's no mentors around. There's no old heads. You know, even like you had these recreation centers and these type of things that these little teams don't exist anymore. So, yes, you may have not had a male figure in your household, but at least at some point during the day, you heard a man tell you certain things that shouldn't go down like that. And another thing I noticed too, which is very detrimental, is that the old heads I grew up around never encouraged me to do any illegal activities. I noticed the old heads now are very quick to push people to do illegal activities. So I would say my generation is very quick to encourage someone to do illegal activities. But when I was growing up, especially they saw any type of potential in you, they never encouraged you to partake in those things.
It get topsy-turvy too, you know, for you, because I want to say, right now, if a youth ever make it look like him too focused or him too owning pornography and him show too much emotions and him put himself out there as being this person who do have a whole heap of aggression, right now, that in itself is a red flag to most people in I&I culture. And that is a problem. That is a problem because when the people have no overstand, so we talk about the system, I hear what the people have no overstand. The system very, very, very wise. It stick to a task once it really, really wants to stick to a task. I hear what going now. You have a thing called A-B testing. I say A-B testing is like an experiment of putting two versions of a particular variable and see which one of the versions them come out successful. That's what the system good at. The system good at doing A-B testing. And where we know as the culture, as a people with a toxic culture do, we met the system already know the result we are going to get presented. And that's where the problem fall in. So I try to show the people them say, well, it blamed upon two sides. It's not just one side of the kind, because when the system choke the A-B testing there, we know it's take them particular variables there, and them say, oh, this is the version will work for them. And the version will work now, and them don't realize that them have less self-worth. They don't realize that they might get caught in a trap. So what you are going on now, we'll continue push the agenda upon them. And once you push the agenda upon them, they may go carry out the whole thing where we didn't want them to carry out from get go. And the people them just get sucked in the vacuum, then they even overstand. So they might get sucked in now. And the here we are going now, the rise of individualism now. It's the rise of individualism and make the thing get extremely out of hand now and get extremely violent, because you can't talk to nobody again.
And far right, we're on the frequency, because I was going to get into this capitalism thing and how that leads to violence. It just leads to, because remember that capitalism is competition, right? But they're different forms of competition. If I can't dominate you financially, I have to dominate you physically. And it's just a manifestation of that. And as we stated before, what is the capital for people who don't have access to capital in these times? Attention. There's different ways to get the attention in different subcultures within our country. One may be through intellect. One may be through sports. One may be through entrepreneurship. One may be through nurture. You know, one may be through service. But for the culture we're talking about, it's violence. It's violence. The fact that people listen to certain type of music. Now, I understand you have a lot of people, a lot of white people or people outside of race that listen to the music. And I think a lot of that has to do with some weird voyeurism or something. Not all, but some people probably like it. But some people like they're a little weird, which is distorted anyway, because they're looking into the most toxic part of the culture and taking that as a representation of the culture. And that's a subgroup. That's the thing too. We need to do a reasoning on so many groups of black people. Fire it. It's just like you can't generalize black people in America. That's the next thing we need to stop doing. But they listen to the music on some voyeurism type vibe, right? But then it's just like, you know, I don't know, Farai. You know, because I think we spoke about this before in regards to the music people listen to. This music is very powerful. It really kind of manipulates your frequency based on what you're listening to. I'm a man don't like noise, tell you the truth. I generally don't like noise. And I don't like certain music with certain frequencies. It has to be very mellow. I don't even listen to music loud, Tayshia. I don't even listen to loud music. I don't like noise. You get what I'm saying? Because that's the kind of space that I'm in. You know, I don't see how people could just listen to like certain types of music loud all day. Your meditation have to be off. They got a thing called club music. I don't know if you know it. I don't know if it's called Jersey Club or Baltimore Club or something. And people just blast that in their car. And I just say, oh, no, man, frequency going to be, my meditation going to be proper when you just blasting this all day. A blast about murder. How you going to be a family man when you listen to songs about whoring all day? And bitch this and suck this and hold this. I don't think
you used to have a culture of a follower. Them not following a code no more.
I don't think that's possible. You know, so like the culture, that's the thing. The culture itself is no bueno. I know people don't like taking accountability. There's a lot of work that needs to be done to shift the culture. Yes, we understand the system. But to just blame the system is a cop out. And that means you don't have no fight and you're not going to try to do anything. You know? But there has to be a certain level of accountability to change the culture. It's starting in the house. There are people doing their thing in the house. And salute to you. We need more people doing their thing in the house, because if the thing was going on in the house, a lot of things won't be going on outside the house. And that's just the reality of the situation. And that goes into another conversation of reproduction, which we need to have a reasoning on in regards to it sound a way, but some people need to think twice about reproducing, because what are you able to offer that child? Not saying, now listen, I want to be clear now, not saying the child going to come out perfect, right? And you're going to have some, but I think like there'll be a certain level of behavior that's not as destructive if the child's getting basic things. We're not talking about like being progressive and all that. We're just talking about like functioning in society, not going out killing people and carrying on.
I remember saying the average man or woman can't hold a reasoning. And if they can't, that's not at the core of the whole thing. Because all right, we're not even talking about, say, a mother and a father have to be together, you know. But we're not, that's not what we're talking about, you know. It's just the average reasoning. Say, who have a youth, them can't reason with them one another. And the aggression start from them, even start talk to them one another straight through. So you see that aggression, they know, the aggression, they come like it does start trickle down. And it start trickle down. It start go sideways. It start go upward. It start go every direction. And because no reasoning can't even take place, the aggression, they just start spiral out of control. And you know what them say when time a thing, a behavior instilled from the lower rank in there, it just start, the higher it go now. Them say the higher the monkey climb, the more I'm exposed. Remember, so a monkey I go up now, you know. Every single thing I go with monkey too, you know. You see what I say? So the trace, them start get worse and it start get worse. And at them thing, they were talk about for enough people not even see how detrimental that is, say, a man and a woman can't have a reason. Much less for go bring a youth upon the earth now. How you bring a youth upon the earth now? The youth, they start turn to all violence little by little because them realize, say, the violence of something in it when they aggression. And them realize aggression was always close to them. So the now them start put the two of them together and feel like, say, a one of the same. And you have, and enough time people even know so how you would internalize certain things, you know. And that's what we really try to show all the ones them to, you know. You would internalize things upon a different type of level for you. Like, see them juvenile right now? Anytime you talk to any little youth right now, and you start tell them some things, they're not willing to hear it. Especially if them feel like, say, it never got enough for them direction. And the aggression just start come out little by little now. And then you have this next thing now where everybody now start living a fear. And the fear where everybody are living right now, it's a thing we really contribute to violence to, because remember say most of the youth them are violent, them feed off of fear, you know. And it's when them realize say, so much people, the fear is at an all time high, them start realize, oh, you know, some can probably take control. But I'm still telling you already, you know, they're not strategists, you know. It's not like they're extremely strategic, because I really want to emphasize that most of these youth are gangsters, they're not strategic at all. Then there's no off to be extremely violent. But the fact, but one thing though, for sure, what them analyze is that fear is at an all-time high. And so when them realize, say, them get the more fear them get, the more fearful people get, it's time them start wanting more criminal activity.
But it's predatory, it's just empowering. You know, you have a power. Look, man. I learned a lot teaching, right? And I really, you'll be shocked at what powerless people do for power. They do the weirdest things. And they try to manipulate situations that, Because remember, they're smart enough to know that to a certain extent you don't care or you don't want to risk certain stuff, and they'll push it. And this ties back in with them because you have disenfranchised, powerless people. How can I get power? How can I get attention? How can I feel some sort of power in an environment where I felt powerless my whole life? I felt helpless. I felt unprotected. I felt like a victim. I have to victimize. Unfortunately, the source of their issues they don't have access to, so they do it to their brother with such rage. But your brother not the reason you're there, you can't you're there suffering. Your brother not the reason you can't read. The brother not the reason you can't get a livable wage. He may think that's the case, like somebody stop you. They can't stop you from doing that. They don't control the system or create the system. So what you just said ties back into it, Fire, because you just have like literally powerless people, low confidence, low intelligence. And we have to factor in the drugs and the mental disorders you spoke about, the anxiety and depression. And I will say this, and even I need to be cognitive of this also. This generation dealing with mental issues we can't relate to, that they grew up on the phone. And I think the phone brings a whole different level of mental issues that we can't relate to. So you may have anxiety going into a room or be around certain people. I don't know what they're anxious about, Fire, because their perception of things are different. They think everyone, even though anybody paying them no mind, they think all eyes are on them. And their level of comparison is totally magnified. You have your three friends. You know, you may have a friend that have the latest shoe. You don't really have nothing. And that's that. But now you have a next person who's your age. You may have heard one little article in the newspaper with some person, a teenager, doing something crazy. Now online, you have a teenager doing all this stuff. Now they look into themselves and say, man, nothing not going on. All these things break their spirit. People not liking their pictures. That's why they do foolishness. All right, people not. That's why, well, man, dancing every second, recording yourself dancing for. These kids are literally committing homicides and going online, sometimes recording them and literally going online and letting people know they commit that homicide. So therefore now, imprisonment, that's not, they ain't worried about no imprisonment, for it. It's attention. They want to be the man of the hour or the hype.
Yeah, the consequences don't matter. Consequences could never, ever, ever matter to them youth. If consequences matter to them youth, tomorrow them stop crying. But remember, for them thought process, just as what they say, is all about the attention, the hype. Like yes, if the attention and the hype was there, you say, nah, come in and a man nah like them post, the mafia meditate. And that's why I know, say, yo, the mind is a powerful thing in a fire, because you see, as much as them youth and meditate and I think about how to get somebody to like them posts, they not even overstand, say, yeah, so with the reason why we are all in this whole series to talk about the algorithm, they not even overstand, say, what them do, them break the algorithm, you know, but through them not think about it from the likes, like, from the perspective there. You see, if them did think about it from that perspective, them would have been some master genius, especially to the way how advertisement are moved now in this country. If they did a thing about it from that perspective, fired, or some analytics or some data science perspective, you them would have become some master genius. But the way them think about it is just forget that attention and now realize to them already from figure out how to broke this algorithm for focus by you out of all of the people there on the internet. Even that day, that's a big deal. That's a big deal towards how technology is set up right now, fire. So if you broke the algorithm there already and you crack that, just imagine how much you could have do. You just have to flip the way or you think about things. And then if you start thinking about it from a next angle, you'd be a genius.
But Fire, the only thing I want to say about that is that they understand the culture and they understand what people want to see. You get what I'm saying? People want to see violence. And they want to see gruesome violence, and they want mix up, and they want stories, and they want voyeurism, and they want to see the real deal on the pavement, blood, bullet holes, and all them type of vibes. So it's just that they're smart enough to understand what the culture want. But to swing it in a positive way, I don't know. And like, I just think the main push has to be to change the culture, right? And I think instead of you go marching and talking, you need to change the culture within your house. Praise your kids for academics. Praise your kids for doing great things. Encourage them to do positive things. You may want to be cognitive of the music that you play around them. And also, too, what I learned in parenting is that you have to be very mindful of the things you give attention to around the kids, because they themselves will internalize and start to give that attention. Simple things, right? I've never said anything about clothes around my daughter. You get those type of little things, so like she don't grow where that's important. You get what I'm saying? There's certain little behaviors there, I just don't acknowledge them because it's not important. Now she internalized. I don't know if she internalized this being crazy and militant or the fact that it's just not important, but I won't contribute to it. And I think that a lot of times what the parent is or what the adults are giving the attention to, because it's not just the peers, it's the adults that's giving the attention to who's adults think that's cool, who's fighting, who's in trouble. You see it, Farah. It's not, you don't have to do no great study of the culture to understand this. How is it that you have a young man who has spent 4 years away from home at an institution, hasn't gotten in trouble, you know, hasn't gotten anybody pregnant or anything, graduates and comes home and is just like, whatever. Actually, they get a fight because anybody who's went away to school and came back to the environment understands that people don't greet you with open arms. They actually fill away. It's like a grudgeful vibe, an intimidation vibe. But you have a person who engages in reckless behavior, who has been incarcerated or going to incarcerate, and that's celebrated. Says a lot about the culture. Says a lot about
gossiping. What if I gossiping too? Cause the gossiping part, they were important part of the thing. Because I remember, as what they say, it, another part that I feel like I'd even the most drastic out of with the thing them with them pay attention to fire, because them no understand say. The moment you start gossiping and talk about who have this from who not have this, you know, and a youth really go see, say, yo, they say, mommy and daddy are, you know, say, the person that where them look up to. Always I talk about the gold chain then and the dress there and thing, and when them go check it out and start put some sense to it and realize, oh, but you know, say, that costs 20 million. Oh, you know, say, this, to them start internalize a whole heap of different things now where lead to them wanting things where them not have the reach to get. Them not have the finances to get, them not have the capacity to get, them not have the mental space as yet to get. So you should know them wanting all of these things now. It start make them start to become acting a fool of themselves now. To start gather these things or talk about these things too until them type of the way how them are seek attention. Because sometimes yeah, it's a strange thing, you know. Man, we are seek attention for clothes today, you know. And tomorrow you must seek attention for violence, you know. So sometimes we don't answer the correlation to these things in a fire, because
right. It's two things I want to say, right? One, I want to say, it's not the clothes they want. They want attention. But the clothes and the violence correlate because it's capitalism. If you have to win at any cost, you have to have the best. Farah, I was watching one documentary with Michael Jordan, right? And this man is a whack job, Farah, a straight-up psycho, yo. Great at his craft. His approach and his perception of things is just like the height of capitalism. He has to win at any matter, neglect everything. Nothing matters but winning. They don't care about no friends or family winning. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Kobe Bryant, rest of dead. You know, these guys are like, they're off. But That's the capitalistic way. That's the vibe. Winning at all costs. Whether it's vainglory, you know, a check. And in our case, for our young brothers struggling out there because they don't have access to either, good old attention. You know, it is what it is. But the gist of the reason is that people don't understand why these young boys are so violent. They're talking to all these other things and doing all these studies, and it's not complicated if you just pay attention. Well, they know the answer, but they have to present something different so we don't have to get into the real problems. But for those, our people, to understand better, why are they conducting themselves just like, if they were to get basic attention, they wouldn't do that because they'll be fulfilled already. If they were in a healthy environment, in a nurturing environment, they wouldn't be doing that. It's not like they want to kill. That's the thing. Now, you may have some psychopaths out there that want to kill. They don't want to kill. And it bothers them too. And that leads them to the drugs and the drinking. Because you can't go around murdering, a regular person can't go around murdering people that don't bother. And once you take a life, it leads to other things. Because you got to drain it out. You know, so before we give thanks for the reason to tell you the truth, man, hopefully people, you know, listened. We give thanks for everyone that listened on the long haul. And, yeah, that's
the... And a crucial thing for you, I mean, even want to cut down either, but I really want to say the crucial thing, you know, you see, the key word of listening, you know, and not hear, you know, or just see a title and make some assumptions off of the title, because sometimes it's like the people, you see, again, this insecurity thing come into play, you know, for you. You see, sometimes when people insecure and them see something where them think you relate to them, them the listening gone out the door, and it's just hear them, I hear something. If them even have the attention span for listen to the whole vibes, because sometimes you see, I want even make a statement about a title or make a statement about a 2 minutes in the reasoning, and them never really sit down for hear the fullness of the reasoning for say an next perspective I give over here, so and see the whole rounded thesis where I come to fruition for you. So at that really want there them for sight of fire, not just feel like it's just an emotional thing where one just there to attack fire. Because it in all reality still in a fire, like we've been around all different type of people in a fire. So you see, if I did glory where I seek, we would have been get the glory there already, because we've been around the corporate people them with all of the dollars afloat and could have gone very high up in them system and not even have a reason about none of them things. I want to do that. I want been around people in the other world we would have classified as streetway, supposedly excelling at the way they could have thrown all morality through the window and never even have any reasoning. But once choose all the reasoning, so people can gather some pivotal thing and it can contribute to some people's life. So, and I'm really want to emphasize the listening fire. I'm really just feel like we need to put a emphasis on the listening part. But listening is very pivotal fire. Yeah, man.
Not listening. Serious thing for the substance over the hype, you know? We give thanks for everyone who's been tuning in from those times to now, listening, actually listen to the reasons. We give thanks for those with your quick comments too. Hopefully one day you will listen, you know? So we give thanks to everyone same way. But if you get free time, make sure you check out FireEyes EP Disrupting Status Quo. Also, he has a new album coming out, and once it's ready, we'll definitely let you have it. Make sure you visit IWTV.com. We have some full reasons circulating. Dr. Umar Johnson and Paula Herlock. We have some new reasons coming that you definitely full enjoy. Also, make sure you check out I'll tell you next week. All right. We get things safe.